Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guests appear on the Superbook Sports phone line. Superbook Sports, now open with better odds and favorable prices. With Jason and John, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Madison Griggs. The Tigers' senior sharpshooter is a former Houston High standout. Yeah, she's from Memphis, Tennessee. Her Tigers are headed to Bowling Green to play in the Super 16 of the WNIT. She's a 1,000-point scorer. She's the program's all-time leader in three-pointers made, and she joins us now. Madison, first, thanks for the time. And tell us, are you guys right now in the process of getting ready to head up?
Yes, at 11:30 we were heading on the bus and heading straight to the plane. Headed to Bowling Green, Ohio, and we're just ready and we're prepared, you know, and we're excited. So, yes, we're getting ready in the next couple of minutes here.
How does this feel, Maddie, having seen it all, right, been a part of the turnaround, seen it at a point where, you know, I know you know, must feel like El Morón is empty to a point where you've won two games now in the WNIT tournament, the place is packed. How does all this feel for someone who's literally seen it built from the ground floor up?
It's amazing to see our progress every year after every year. You know, COVID, we didn't have any people in the field house at all. It was getting renovated. It was just different. The environment was not what it is now. And, you know, it was just a blessing to see how I come up from the ground up, you know, being here all 4 years. And seeing the progress, man, it's just a big deal. And seeing the fans come out and having fun more and more every game that they come to. You know, it's just a privilege to witness all this greatness in the past 4 years that I've been here, man, and it's exciting.
You know, we live in, and you know this better than anybody, we live in a time now where it's like, I mean, everybody transfers. I mean, it's never been hotter to in the transfer portal right now, yet you didn't do it. You never did it. And honestly, if anybody had a reason to do it, it was you that seen the highs and lows. What made you want to stick it out here at Memphis to this point, even through the lows?
I had confidence in myself, and I knew that I could still, I was good enough to play here, still with any coach coming in. So I just had confidence in myself, and I just kept working. And I didn't really want to leave, honestly, my hometown and my family, so I just gave it a shot. I put my trust in training and a little coaching staff, and, you know, we made it work, and it was a blessing for me to stay here.
Did you have a sense, like, just from that first meeting, like, oh, okay, like, she's about to come in here, she's about to, like, change this up? Like, what was the – I mean, did you have that sense when she, you know, addressed you guys for the first time? Like, take me through that.
Yeah, most definitely I did. It was just a feeling. You know, it was just a great feeling. It felt like a restart. It felt like a restart when she came, and – we all just let everything go that happened in the past, and we just focused on moving forward with her and her coaching staff. And we all just felt that when she first came. So we were more than excited and more than ready and prepared to put our all into her and, you know, win for us and have a new start and be great at something.
You know, we've always said, John and I have been doing this show about 6.5 years now, and then I've been at the paper for a long time, but we've watched that program for a long time. We've always said, man, if they could just keep some of the local talent in town. And remember when you picked Memphis those 4 or so years ago, we said, okay, well, this can be part of the process. Just take us back to that decision, right? You talked about how much this means to you doing it here, but take us back to the decision to stay here then and sort of, again, the priority that you must feel like it, you know, you'd love to see more Memphis players come behind you, right? It should that still be a priority for this program going forward? We've seen Katrina can go get anybody she wants to, but it seems like it means more to you coming from Memphis.
Most definitely. You know, keeping home talent here, it just brings more support to the program. You know, they want to see their kids play at home. Yeah. And, you know, the whole town, the whole city knows these kids. So, of course, the whole city is going to keep coming back and coming back, coming back. As long as they're good kids and good players, I feel like Memphis talent should stay in Memphis, you know, because the hometown loves the Memphis kids that play basketball. And if they stayed here, the fan base and the crowd and the love will just grow every year. So I love that keeping Memphis hometown here in Memphis. So the fan base and support can keep growing.
We're talking to Madison Griggs. She's a guard for the Memphis women. They're getting ready to play in the Super 16 against Bowling Green tomorrow. You did have a couple of chances to play, you know, in Memphis before traveling up to Bowling Green. And they and I know the first one was a sellout. I know the second one was close. How much of a reward was that for you? Because again, I imagine that, you know, some years they couldn't have anybody. You know, maybe another year the team wasn't doing as well as hoped. So how much of a reward was it just to look out and see the support from, you know, your city?
It was amazing. The energy was great. I've never felt that much great energy in the Fieldhouse before. Before that, and that game just showed me how much love and support that we have from our fan base. And it was just amazing to feel that crowd, that sold out crowd. Yes, it was just amazing to feel that sold out crowd at the game. The past two games, man, the energy is crazy, and the fans, you know, they were super loud cheering for us, and we couldn't do nothing but play great because that energy just kept coming back to us throughout the whole game. So. It was fantastic, man. The best feeling I felt in a minute.
This is a quick turnaround, Maddie. You know, going from winning earlier this week to a game on Thursday, it's a quick turnaround, especially, you know, taking on a team that you don't know in Bowling Green, one that you certainly, you know, don't know as well as the opponents that you've played this season. In terms of the preparation for them, what can you tell us about Bowling Green? That I looked, they were second in the Mid-American and behind Toledo's, a season not unlike your own, finishing second in the conference. What can you tell us about them?
For sure. Okay, yeah, they got a couple key players. You know, they got the defensive player of the year on their team, and so we got to watch out for her on offense. And they got a great offensive player, three spot, and we know we have to lock her down and just get ready to guard and defend them.
Well, Madison, the best of luck. We wish you the best of luck tomorrow, and certainly hope you can you know, take that next step and bring it home.
And congrats on all the success so far this season. Keep going.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Madison,
thank
for
you.
The time.
Thank you. Thank y'all for having me.
Yep, she is Madison Griggs, Memphis women's guard. They're getting ready for the game.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.